You can add this to your worst nightmare. You're finally going on vacation. You're headed to Hawaii. You are pumped about it. You take off from Denver. You look out the window with a big smile on your face, and you go, huh.
That looks weird. That looks weird.
Is that engine on fire?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It's Anna and Raven. I want to preface this by saying everybody is safe. Everything is okay. But this is the Mayday that was sent.
Mayday, Mayday, United 28. Denver departure, United 328 heavy. Mayday aircraft just experienced a engine failure. Need a turn immediately.
I mean, imagine how terrifying to look out the window. And the fact that there's so many people that were videoing this blows my mind, because I don't think if I was on that plane at that moment,
yes,
hearing the Mayday and all that, knowing that I would be okay, I don't think my reaction would be like, let me get this on film.
I think I was thinking the exact same thing. Is like, on the one hand, I get it. You're like, you know what? If this is going to happen, there should be some sort of record or whatever. And maybe you're just hyper-focused through the phone, so it's kind of taking your mind off of it. You don't know what else to do, but I'm with you. I think I'm on the floor kissing the carpet and praying to God.
There was a couple, and they said that what they did was they immediately went into their wallets and got their IDs and put their IDs in their pants pockets so that they could be ID'd. That's the way I would think. I would think, like, they need to know that it's me, you know, like... I mean, I think all the worst
you immediately go
possible.
CSI?
Oh, yes! Well, they're going to have to identify me.
Like, let me write my name on my forehead. Maybe they'll find my forehead in Terminal 3?
But what's worse?
Oh, my gosh.
That's how I think. I don't know. That's the first thing I would think, too.
I'm going to just try and apologize for everything bad that I've done and hope that maybe they'll bail me out one more time. That's what I'm going for.
What's worse, Raven, being up in the air and watching the engine on fire,
yeah,
and hearing this Mayday, or being on the ground like this guy, just like chilling in his house, and then all of a sudden...
I thought the wind had blown my neighbor's trampoline over because I could just see the metal. Like, but when as soon as I opened the door, I go, oh, that's the front engine of a plane.
Yeah, this guy walked outside with the front engine of a plane in his garden. In his garden.
It could have landed on his truck. It was a nice pickup. I saw the photo. Good thing he ducked it.
For the amount of debris that fell, it,
yeah,
fell in a dog park. It fell like on a turf where kids were practicing.
It's really amazing nobody got hurt. It really is a great story in that,
yes,
regard. But obviously, there's a lot of questions to be answered now.
Yeah, and now they got to figure out why this happened. And
right,
they temporarily grounded a lot of the planes while they're trying to reevaluate everything. But it's got us thinking, like, what's the nuttiest thing that you've ever experienced on a flight? Whatever,
yeah,
happened to you, Raven?
Well, I've seen people dragged off of flights. I've seen people misbehave. I've seen a gentleman who had a dog that was larger than him sit on his lap on the plane for the entire flight.
Mm.
I've had every one of those things. But you know what? The craziest thing that happened to me was we got on a flight in Vegas, and it was just a quick little jump over to Los Angeles to catch another flight, right? You got to catch a bigger hub or whatever. And I'll remember it was Santa Ana winds. It was a windy season, and they were blowing. We got on that plane, took off, and that plane went completely vertical, or at least that's how it felt in the front cabin. Like, I mean, that thing was standing straight up, and you heard the engines were just like, I really thought we were done. I really did. I told my wife doesn't fly well at all, so I was really like, no, this is normal. We're cool. It's just a short runway. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm making peace. I'm making peace.
I had a different situation where I was on a flight actually leaving somewhere with my girlfriends. We were on a girls trip,
yeah,
and they overbooked the flight, but they needed people to get off. So you know how they keep upping the ante?
Yes, they ask people.
Yes.
Right, right.
So we're all in our seats, and like, I need to get home to my kids, and they're like 1,000, 1,500, and nobody's moving.
I mean, if you give me 1,500, I'll probably bump.
No, nobody would move. And all I kept thinking is, who are they going to drag off this plane right,
right
now?
Right, who's it going to take?
When they hit 2,000, somebody raised their hand and got off the plane, and I'm like, thank God, get me home. What's the craziest thing that you ever saw on a flight? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What happened on your flight? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven. Scary experience for the people on United Flight 328. They were leaving Denver, headed to Hawaii, out of all places. They're so pumped, excited. They look out the window. One of the engines is on fire. Now, what's more terrifying, being on that plane and seeing the engine on fire, or being on the ground where all the debris was falling?
Well, I mean, frankly, if you're not looking up, you don't know. So I'm going to go with being on the plane for myself personally, but both perilous situations. Luckily, amazingly, nobody hurt.
Right. But some crazy things happen on planes. That's why it's one of people's biggest fears. What happened on your flight? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
So I had to make an emergency landing into JFK. We were coming in from Miami, and everyone was like so frightened, except for a few people who kept reading the paper. And they're like, you know, there's going to be emergency vehicles waiting for us. And we're like, what's the matter? They didn't speak English.
What?
They had no idea what was going on.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, you would hope that the warnings would be in multiple languages,
oh,
right?
Gosh.
I mean, so people would know.
Right?
I just thought they were frequent flyers. So what was wrong with the plane, or was it weather related? What was going on?
The hydraulics went out on the wing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big deal. Right?
Yeah.
They need those.
But everyone was fine. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
You know,
yeah.
Well, it ends well. But
that's the thing about a plane. Like, 1 second, you think life is over. Like, it's over. And then the next second, smooth patch of air and everything's fine. And they're like, drink service. Ding.
Thank you for the call. Now, every time I travel out of the country, I'm going to be worried that's going to happen. Somebody translate!
Right.
Somebody translate!
Right.
What's happening?
What are they saying?
Like, they're saying the snack car is coming around, ma'am. Sit down. Anna and Raven, what did you see happen on a plane?
Actually, I kind of created it. Well, not really. But I was on a flight on Frontier from Florida to back to New York. This guy buys this woman a couple of glasses of wine, and they did not stop talking. Like, the whole plane could hear them the entire flight. And then it was like, we were like 5 minutes out. And I finally said, could you just shut up for 5 minutes?
That guy.
The entire plane clapped.
Was this like yesterday? Because I'm pretty sure they drag you away in handcuffs now if you open your mouth, right?
Oh my God. Like, I got the look of death from her and the look of death from him.
You were a hero to everybody else, though. They carried you off the plane like Rudy.
What happened on your flight? 1-800-330-9999. You could call or text. It's Anna and Raven. You're on your dream trip. You're headed to Hawaii. You look out, you look at the wing of the plane, and you see there's an engine fire, and then you hear this.
Mayday, mayday, United 28, United Denver departure, United 328 heavy, mayday aircraft just experienced engine failure, need a turn immediately.
I mean, I really hope the pilot isn't putting that on the speaker, but I get what you're saying.
It's Anna and Raven. Yeah, that happened. Luckily, everybody is safe. Debris falling from the sky all around Denver. Everybody was able to land safely. They turned the plane around, but it got us thinking. What's the nuttiest thing that ever happened on your flight? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
It was 2018, and I was coming back from Arizona to New York, and we're getting ready to taxi, and it's kind of taken a while. And I hear a little commotion going on. I don't know what it was. The pilot's walking up and down the aisles with a flashlight and looking. We're asking what's going on, and they're not telling us. Police or something came on with bomb-sniffing bulbs. Turned out that there was a young girl who thought that somebody's wheelchair battery was a bomb.
Oh.
And she was making a big to-do, so we didn't actually take off for another 40, 45 minutes after that. Plus, it was hot out, and everybody's complaining. Thank God it wasn't a bomb, but she didn't know. She thought what was under his seat was a bomb.
Yeah, it's terrible when things like that happen.
Wow.
I mean, better safe than sorry, but thank you for the call. Raven, what's the longest you've ever been on a hot flight on a tarmac when you're just waiting?
I spent like 3 hours, I think, on a plane on a tarmac one time.
I spent 7 hours
wow.
on a Hooters flight. Remember when Hooters had their own like line?
I mean, I would definitely trust my life
right.
and safeguard to Hooters.
And then they went out of business shortly thereafter. It's not shocking, actually, now that I think back on it.
Only place in Vegas I know that has a dollar blackjack table. What does that tell you?
Anna and Raven, what happened on your flight?
Well, first of all, you know, when you're breastfeeding, they have to test all the milk and everything.
Yeah.
They threw that, and my son, he was 2, and the other one was a baby, and he took off his diaper and pooped on the plane.
Oh,
right.
No.
Hey,
oh,
listen,
no.
He was just trying to do
oh,
you
yeah.
a solid. He was like, I'm going to handle my business, and then I'll be clean after.
First time I took Dakota on a plane, she didn't do anything like that, but she kept insisting on sucking the airplane seatbelt, and I'll never forget it, because I'm like, I every time I took my eyes off her for a second, she put the seatbelt back in her mouth, and I thought I wanted to die.
Very sanitary.
Anna and Raven, what happened on the plane?
Well, this was back in the 70s. My father was blind, and we had our seeing eye dog on a trip down to Florida. And we were at a layover in Atlanta, and the dog had to be walked, but we couldn't get off. So the pilot was nice enough to walk the dog for us, and people were freaking out looking out the windows on the when they saw the pilot on the tarmac walking a CNI dog.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. That's like a Steve Martin film. That is unbelievable.
What happened on your flight? Head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Just search for Ann on Raven.